Welcome back to part two of my interview with Jill Miller.
Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and happy to bring you this two-part episode, an interview with Jill Miller. I cannot tell you how excited I am about this episode. And yes, I say I'm excited a lot, but Jill is an extraordinarily talented woman. And this episode and her book, which is called The Role Model Method, don't let the title fool you. I'm looking at the book as I share this intro with you. The Role Model is a step-by-step guide to erase pain, improve mobility, and live better in your body. So this is for men and women listening. This is for men and women that are either already working out and maybe experiencing pain or maybe having some issues with working out because of pain earlier or from injury. This is for people that haven't started working out yet, that maybe want to start off right and learn to prevent pain and certainly learn how to treat themselves like they should be treated with self-care. So just to read a little bit about Jill and give you a preview before we get started, this is on the back of her book. So I'm not paraphrasing. This is Jill Miller. She is the co-founder of Tune Up Fitness Worldwide and the creator of the corrective exercise format, Yoga Tune Up, and the Role Model Method. And by the way, when we say role model, it's R-O-L-L. With more than 28 years of study in anatomy and movement, she is a pioneer in forging relevant links between the world of fitness, yoga, massage, and pain management. She's presented case studies at the Fascia Congress, I didn't even know that existed, and the International Symposium of Yoga Therapists, and is a regular at fitness conferences worldwide. I could go on and on and on. This book is, when I got it, not only is it visually appealing and visually educational so that you can learn a lot about your anatomy and your bone structure and how to roll and provide self-care for yourself to manage pain, but also just to help yourself become better agile, I'm going to say it, more mobile in your workouts. I'm not paraphrasing it as well as she would, but this is a power-packed interview. That's why we went so long. Certainly, I think you'll be like I am at the end of this episode. You'll hear we barely scratched the surface. I think this is a really important interview for everybody. You're going to learn about why this is so important. And this is something I did ask her at the end of the interview, you know, if this is something we want to incorporate, how long do we need to think about from a time perspective, incorporating this into our lifestyle? And it is something that can be done 20 minutes or less, even 10 minutes or less a day. So I'm excited for you all to learn. Tune into this two-part episode with Jill Miller. Enjoy. You were talking about pain and being aware of your body. And I think in the fitness space, and then we're gonna literally start diving into some specific topics from your book. But I think there's a lot of people that are like me that probably come to you and don't even know what they're coming to you for. They don't know what the solution is. But there's a lot of people, and I've shared this on my blog and I'll share it here. I have been somebody who was, you know, again, this was a bad mindset, all about the workout. And people would tell me to stretch and they'd tell me to do this and they'd tell me to foam roll. And I'm like, yeah. I just want to lose weight and get ripped and get the muscles. I don't care about taking care of myself. Uh-huh. Do you think that's is that common, that attitude?
I think that is probably the most prevalent attitude. I think weight loss is the biggest sell in terms of getting people into fitness, period. That's why I'm not a billionaire, because I don't have a spin on weight loss. I really want you to fit better in your own body first. And I feel like if you are fitting, and I mean like fitting, like the way a custom suit is tailored to fit you versus a knockoff that fell off the back of a truck. Your seam system should fit you well from inside out. Does that make sense? And if it doesn't, you're setting yourself up inevitably for an accident and injury, which is going to hinder your progress towards getting that weight loss goal. So when every single cell of your body consumes energy correctly, right, has the right oxygen, perfusion, nutrition, ability for your cells to get their food and pee and poop and have it transported correctly, that's called metabolism. But if I'm impeding my metabolism because I'm loaded with adhesions and stickiness and stiffness and from overtraining or undertraining or abuse or what have you, or from emotional confusion, then I may not be setting my body up optimally for that weight loss to happen in the most efficient way. So that I just spin it in a different direction, Kelly. But when people come to me for weight loss, actually, people don't come to me for weight loss. They come to me because they're in pain. Because pain is a bigger epidemic than obesity. People who are obese likely are also hiding a lot of their body pain. And that's one other way we numb ourselves is through food because our bodies hurt. So I personally just keep spinning it back around to, well, how does it feel to be in there? Like, let's stop looking at the scale. Let's stop pinching what's called our superficial fascia. Because by the way, your fatty layer is a fascial tissue. It's a grand fascial tissue that's full of living cells that a lot of people vacuum out and create scarring in, right? Hello, liposuction. Mm-hmm. I work with a lot of people, especially women who've had C-sections that have tons of body confusion in their abdomen because of the cutting and the repair that happens with C-sections, and trying to revive sensation around scar tissue and revive efficiency again in those areas. I think I just went down two different tunnels by saying that. But let me see if I can get back to where I think your question was going. Is that I think, you know, from where I stand, it's the most important thing is to get people on their own side so that you're coming from a healthy mindset to help reorganize yourself rather than to constantly be biased against certain parts of yourself. I mean, we have so much social commotion going on right now. Like, you and I are taping this 6 days away from the election. You know, society is like insane. It's fractured. It's compartmentalized. It's at war with itself. How do we get any resolution or get anything done? You can't. You can't in a system like that. You have to have dialogue. You have to have listening. But our bodies are a micro of that macro. And so I really believe we have to start with our own unity of wellness. And you have the ability to turn a corner right now, like literally right now, by changing the way you breathe, by changing the way you're standing or sitting, to find a more physiologically balanced place to come from, which gives you a better neurological way of being in balance for communication and for engagement. Oh, I just went all over the place with that.
I like it. I like it because I'm not the only one. And it's funny because Kevin's wife, Stevie, she uses this phrase like, can you help me tie this down? My mom will say, does this train have a caboose? I'm not referring to you. I'm referring to my tendency. Like, I literally, my conversations are like spider webs. They just go all over. So don't even apologize. It was all good and it was all useful.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna do the perfect layup here. Okay. And I can't believe I just used a sports term because—
Oh my gosh.
I appreciate sports and I love it, but I watch it like once a year. So just putting that out there, I'm going to catch a lot of crap from it, but I really do. I love sports when I watch it. I just would rather watch HGTV. I'm just putting that out there too. Or go shopping, you know, something like that. So, you know, I've got really deep priorities here, Jill. So just want to reiterate one of the things that you said, because it ties into everything we talk about in the show. Everything's connected. You know, I mean, the way you sleep affects the way you eat, affects the way you live, affects the way you breathe. All of these things are connected. When you start improving one, it starts to, it's a good domino effect. So I love that. Here's my layup for you. Okay. I remember about 2 years ago, out of the blue. I mean, literally, I woke up one day and I had lower back pain. I'd never had back pain. I heard about people talking about it all the time. And I thought, oh, I slept funny, you know, and I ignored it. And then I couldn't put my workout pants on in the morning because every just standing and lifting up my leg to put on my, you know, my yoga pants, it hurt. And I'm like, what did I do? My mom's like, did you lift something funny? What did you do? You know, and I'm trying to understand what I did. I thought it was an injury. And then it became something that just didn't go away. Then I started to do some research and see how much of a chronic problem this is in our country. And I think I went to physical therapy for a while. And guess what? I just wasn't getting any better doing all these like ridiculous movements. And I remember saying to that physical therapist, like, kind of paying $50 a week for something that is like, I'm not getting anywhere. And I remember what she said to me, not to, you know, alienate physical therapists out there, but I was paying $50 a week for at least 5 months. And she said, I'm like, when should I start to feel better? She goes, we need to give this at least another 6 months. And I'm thinking, it's going to take me a year. And I remember reading a book called Mind Over Back Pain. Mm-hmm. And one of the things it talked about in that book was posture. Like simple things and then avoiding sitting, swear to God, going to a standing desk and improving my posture, I don't have back pain anymore. And so that was what got me on this course of becoming aware of my body. And like you said, it's usually when, I don't know how you said it earlier in the interview, you said it's, you start to become aware of your body when you've dropped the ball, when you've injured yourself, right?
Yeah, so but it got busted.
Yeah. So that's my layup to start, you know, and feel free to use me as an example. But for those people that are just tuning in, you know, I'm looking at your book, The Role Model. You talk about this is a step-by-step guide for people to erase pain, improve mobility, and live better in your body. But this is not something, and I want you to maybe start the intro and then we'll take the conversation because there's so many things we can address. But this isn't something that we're going to have people doing to fix a problem and then you do this for 5 days and you're done. This is a lifestyle. Is that accurate? Would you say it?
Right. Well, just like yoga is not a panacea, a rubber ball is also not just a rubber pill. It's not just a rubber drug. It's an impetus to remind you, first of all, to be present with those tissues. So like if I have pain, I actually need to, I have to acknowledge it, right? I have to say, okay, you're here. Hi. I am welcoming you only to inform me so that I can transform you. Thank you for informing me so that I can transform you. And then you must also address the tissues in multiple ways. And so that may mean a postural change. That might mean that you need to go from more sitting to a lot less sitting. That might mean I need more mobility there. It might mean I need more stability there. It might mean I need to load the tissue differently through doing certain exercises. And it might mean I need to touch that tissue. I need to get in touch with it. And so that's where the soft tissue, you know, the balls come in to help with that component. Because a lot of places are hard to reach and that a foam roller can't reach. And so using something like a grippy, pliable ball with a little bit of squish, which is what I make, can help with that component to arouse the different sensory neurons in that area to dampen some of the pain response. With low back pain, I mean, your low back pain is the number one reason people miss work. It's one of the most, it's the most common musculoskeletal complaint, and it's very complex. And very often, as the book that you wrote, that you read, talks about, there's also quite often an emotional component. I mean, number one, if you're in pain, there's going to be an emotional component. It hurts when you hurt. You hurt when you hurt. You're suffering. And so yes. And then sometimes it's actually tied to some other undisclosed or unexamined emotional issue. And I love that interplay. But I never would jump to the conclusion like, oh, your back hurts. That's because you have an unresolved issue with your husband, or that's because you know what I mean. So it's a complex thing of many different aggravants interrelating to cause this persistence of chronic pain. One of the ways that I blankety blank go after low back pain or people who have chronic pain actually anywhere in their body is I address the gut, I address their center. And perhaps it ties back to my shiatsu teacher laying his hand on my belly when I was 18 years old, and it being a life-changing event. But I have a ball called the Gorgeous Ball that is specifically for the abdomen and the rib cage. And what it does is it helps you to retrain the lining of your birthday suit, the innermost abdominal muscles, which are your respiratory muscles, your breathing muscles, your diaphragm, your transversus abdominis, your intercostals, the psoas, the interplay of some of these deep, deep muscles that are highly neurological and highly responsible for how you carry yourself. So your breath power is also your postural power. I'm actually writing my second book right now on that topic because I think it's so important to work your abs, quote unquote, from the inside out for that intrinsic stability that we all do have. But because of the way we abuse our bodies, the way we conform to chairs, or the way we conform to comfort sofas or the friggin' movies theater seats, and the way shoes impact our body, we've really messed up the lining of our birthday suit and it doesn't fit us well. And we end up having these compensatory pains that persist. And we don't even know we're having compensation pain until we have a blowout when we go down to put on our yoga pants and we're like, whoa, something doesn't feel right in my lower back. It's like that didn't happen overnight, Kelly. That happened from probably years and years of treading, you know, treading in an ill-fitting suit because of trying to get it to fit a certain way, but it wasn't the way nature intended for your body to fit. And then we have these, you know, we have these accidents that then, you know, inform us to transform us.
And, you know, I love, that's a perfect segue. You know, a lot of the topics we're going to cover on the show have to do with, you know, our healthcare system, you know, what you're going to experience when you go for any type of owie, let's call it an owie, right, to the doctor. What they're trained to do is give you a pill. And I used to be that person that was like, something doesn't work, give me a pill. And I want to go back to just, and you don't even think about your body. And like you said, I did learn that when I had the back pain, I started reading everything, you know, every morsel that I took in pretty much said the same thing. This has been building up over years. And finally, there is a straw that breaks that camel's back, no pun intended. And to me, it was so interesting when they showed some of the ways when you're sitting Indian style, kind of hovered over and reading. And I think about all the kids today, and it's not just kids, people hunching over technology, and it's becoming like a postural issue and a neck issue. And I'm certain that you deal with that as well. But the premise that you talk about in your book is self-care. And I think that is like a key point to drive home to everybody, which is whether you're a newbie just getting started in fitness, whether you're a hardcore athlete, whether you're just somebody who's a fitness fanatic or a trainer, it hasn't been something that has been permeating the conversation, the health and fitness conversation of self-care and take care of yourself. It has been, I think, it's my observation, people have tended to do what you said. You wait till something's broken and then you're like, oh crap, fix it, fix me. Give me a fast overnight, you know, fix. Where this, what you're talking about here is this is an ongoing self-care approach to life. And it is, it's gonna transform you. And for those of you that first buy the book and you look at it and you look at the medicine balls, I hope I'm saying that correctly.
The role model balls.
Yeah. You're going to look at it if you've never worked with this and you're going to think, how in the hell is this going to make me feel better?
Yeah.
It will blow your mind when you start to connect that. And I want to have you go into, Jill, how somebody should get started with this and segue out of that. But, you know, it'll blow your mind, people, that when you start paying attention to how your body reacts. I remember when I first started any type of stress and working my muscles out, whether it was at my massage lady or at home, you start to just close your eyes and that mind muscle connection, you can feel your muscle when it's got some pressure on it, kind of going, And it starts to relax. And I don't, again, I'm not speaking from an expert position. I'm speaking from Kelly Alexa. Like, to me, it just felt like it separated. And I don't know if that was my muscle or my fascia, but I could feel it relax. And you become more aware. And you're able to say when things are, like you mentioned, out of balance. So that was not a question. That was a ramble on. But so don't worry. Don't be intimidated and have to go, what the hell was she just asking me? But let me ask you this. For people that are just going to be looking up your book, for people that have never done any of this self-care, let alone what you talk about in the role model book, give us like a beginner. If you're a beginner, why is it important for people to start this now and make it a lifelong practice? Because really this applies to everybody, right? It's not just for those that are injured. This is something I would imagine you'd recommend even if you're not experiencing chronic pain. It's really for everybody and it should be a self-care lifelong thing that you do. Am I right?
Absolutely. I mean, life is stressful, period. And, you know, a warm bath is a great thing. A glass of wine is a great thing. For some people, a walk in nature is the way they unwind or self-care themselves. But this is yet one more way to actually do the brushing and flossing of your body that's necessary for total body health. I mean, we brush and floss our teeth because the dentist said so. And I only wish that people would brush and floss their inner soft tissues the way they brush and floss their gums to do that same type of self-care, because it really is the same premise. Things are going to function better. The fluids are going to move better. You'll be able to chew better. Literally, your body will be able to chew life better if you brush and floss your body. The reason, like the big why do this also is, you know, the more you get to know your body better, it does take that fear component out. And so when you do have an accident or when you do get sick or when you do break yourself and you go to a doctor, you're already more informed and you're less of in a victim position with your healthcare provider, whether that's a physical therapist or a massage therapist or whether it's an orthopedist. You're able to collaborate and cooperate with them better because you know your body better. You are empowered. And that's why the title of the book is The Role Model, R-O-L-L. It's a pun, you know, play on words, because the fix sticks when you do it, ultimately. Mm-hmm. Because you can go to a therapist and they can do it for you. But when you literally grab life by the balls and you do the fix yourself, it lasts. It's the teach a man to fish principle, right? You're fishing inside yourself and you're feasting through your self-care. So how do you start? Like, one of the simplest ways to start, and by the way, we have tons of free videos on our YouTube channel, on Facebook. We're always posting free material. My Instagram, I'm always posting stuff, lots of images of how to use the balls or reposting from one of our 500 teachers worldwide. You know, one of the easiest ways is obviously to go to a class and to get informed and learn. You can put your zip code in at yogatuneup.com and you can find a local teacher. But if that's not available to you, again, there's all these online resources, and the therapy balls come in many different sizes, and the different sizes are for different stimuluses around your body. You may be a larger mass person or a smaller mass person and just be able to tolerate certain touch better than others, but all of the therapy balls are designed to be grippy and a little bit squishy. They're pliable so that they don't aggravate bony prominences. They don't pinch, but they caress and careen around all parts of your body the way a really skilled massage therapist or physical therapist would do with your tissues. And there's the soft ball for the gut and the ribs that I highly recommend anybody use a gorgeous ball for self-breath rehabilitation and for emotional regulation. In fact, there's a huge feature article coming out in Prevention Magazine next month that they did with me. Actually, they did it with me less than a month after I had my second child. They came to the house and we did a photo shoot. And I was already, because of the work I do, let's just say for the aesthetic American, I looked totally normal. I looked like my fit self again. But that's because of the deep core work that I do using the ball. So, but the point of me mentioning the Prevention Magazine article is the Prevention Magazine article is actually all about how to use the role model approach for emotional regulation, for those times of when you want to reach for a Xanax or a glass of wine because you're so overstressed. This is a way of not only dealing with the soft tissue aches and pains we have, but also the emotional aches and pains that we have, and finding a way of gaining some emotional stability in those times of stress. And you can do that through body-based self-care approaches like this.
You know what, Jill? You're kind of annoying me right now, because everything
sorry.
You say, I want to ask 20 more questions. It's so good. But I love that you just spoke about stress and breath and how, you know, this kind of treatment, because it's true, people. Let's get real. We're in pain. That's stressful. And then you stress out about why you're in pain, mm-hmm. what you did to cause it, and so on. So that's tied to my next question, you know, because I would ask this too. You know, I just got your book, and it's funny, when I took one of the balls out, I had this I could just tell it was a knot in my upper shoulder. My traps always hold all of my tension. And I've done this kind of work before. So I leaned up against the wall, and without even looking at your book yet, I just said, oh my God, this is exactly what I need. I can't wait to talk to her. And without even really any instruction, probably just remedially doing it my way, you could just feel my trap. And the muscle there going, oh, thank you. But for those people that are just starting, that get your book, what would you say, like, for a typical person, how much time are you going to say they need a day? Is this like a 5 minute a day kind of a thing that you say? Is it 10 minute? Is it every other day? What's the time commitment that you'd recommend for regular self-care, the role model way?
People love timeframes, don't they?
I know, right?
So I'm going to give you timeframes, which actually everything you said is totally legit. You can actually have change in your tissue or in your nervous system within seconds. Mm. To really impact local stretch, because really the yoga tuna balls, the therapy ball plus, the alpha ball, the gorgeous ball, you know, all of them are little local stretchers, right? Like if you think of, oh, I'm going to do a runner's lunge, that's a global stretch for the hip flexors. But when you place an instrument like a ball in an area, that creates a local stretch in that area. And so really it takes about 90 seconds for enough sort of neurological stimulus and pressure stimulus to make a change in that local area. So, you know, 90 seconds can be enough for you to actually get in a completely good mood, right? Which is a lot, I think that's quicker than an inhalant of, like, say, marijuana, or if you're going to eat marijuana, like it takes a lot. So you can get a whole state change within seconds, which is a wonderful thing, within a minute, minute and a half. In terms of like, hey, I have an ache or pain that I want to create in a race pain moment before I work out, you know, or I want to improve range of motion. There's different time thresholds that you can play around with. And we say the 90 second to 2 minute mark is probably enough to create a range of motion change. One of our teachers is getting her doctorate. The everyday person probably doesn't want to hear this, but in neurophysiology, and she's actually studying how the mechanism works, the amount of time and this and that. Her preliminary studies are showing that small time frame is very effective, and hopefully we'll have concrete evidence, gosh, within a year that I can just blab on and on about. I recommend, if, like you said, if you really want to like pamper yourself, I would go towards that 10 minute mark. I would even go upwards to that 20 minute mark. And I also do the TV mark. So we record shows and we fast forward through commercials. So it's about 22 minutes for a half an hour show. So I'll basically do a routine during a half an hour episode, right? Which basically is about 22 minutes. And I'll do a bunch of different things while I'm watching. So it can be a whole body thing. Like right now I'm talking at my standing desk and I've got a therapy ball underneath my foot. And so I'm working on different aspects of my feet. But this can be done standing. This can be done lying against a wall, leaning against a wall with a headset on. You can take calls while you do this stuff, or you can do it on the ground. Different platforms are going to provide different pressure for you. So obviously laying on the ground is ideal because you're fully relaxed and you can let your full body weight maneuver around with the balls, but anywhere, literally anywhere from that 90 second to 20 minute mark, and you're good to go. And I would say do a little bit every day just to keep yourself stimulated, and you're going to get addicted. Like, that's the thing about rubber drugs, is you do get addicted to this stuff, because once you start feeling how good you can feel in your body with no negative side effects, because it's not like your Xanax or your glass of wine. There's side effects with that. This has only positive side effects. And so it just becomes a natural integral part. And if you type in like a hashtag the role model, or type in hashtag yoga tuneup on social media or any of our balls, you'll see people of every walk of life using them in different bizarre ways all over the planet, you know, at the horse races or up against a statue, or there are just so many different ways I've seen people using them, and it's charming. And that will give you ideas of also how organically you can use them. You can buy the book or not. The book is going to give you play by play of really best practices. But I also truly have seen people who have no education, not been to any of our trainings or the book, hack it themselves and write me just pages of emails about how they avoided surgery or how they got off medication. And it works. Like these little bizarre, grippy, pliable rubber balls, instinctively and intuitively, you can figure it out.
This is awesome. And I'm just going to, as we wrap up, because clearly, Jill, I will stalk you after the show, because you need to come back on. We need to like do a deep dive into some of these topics that you cover in your books. But you mentioned, you know, you can do this while you're here, you're at a stand desk, and I swear by a stand desk. I didn't even think about, and I've never done that, where I've worked my feet using the balls, but I, you know, you said, hey, you can take a call. I was thinking as we were talking, like, this book would be great for, you know, if you want to get somebody, I call myself and others that work crazy hours and we're in this business entrepreneur life, corporate slugs, right? I want to reach those corporate sloths or corporate slugs that are in cubicle life. And I want to have a whole series on the show called Corporate Wellness, and just really about how do you fit in healthy, you know, stuff to your day when you, because those are the people that go, I can't, I'm a road warrior. I travel. I can't eat healthy. I can't fit in fitness. Well, yeah, you can. And I kept thinking like how great it would be as a gift. And let me just say, before I dive into why everybody should buy her stuff, we are very particular about who we let on the show. Like, we look at everybody, and we actually have like a waiting list of folks that want to be interviewed on the show, which I'm very flattered. I don't say that to be arrogant, but we're not like bringing you folks that have a gimmick. And then every time I talk to someone or Kevin, that think of us as like cheesy, holding out some stupid product, like, this is awesome. It's brain food. Eat it and buy it for $19.99. No, that's not what the show is about. When we feel strongly about something, we're going to put our muscle behind it because we know it's going to help your life. So when you hear me say that I'm looking at this book, I'm holding it in my hand right now, everyone should get this and take it, you know, take, I don't know, a couple of months and start reading it and start understanding your body. And then, you know, Jill, I want you to wrap up and tell us where we can buy your products, where they can buy the book. I think you already kind of did a nice segue there as far as if someone's getting started, you know, maybe they start with buying one or two of the balls. I feel like Alec Baldwin on Saturday Night Live when I'm talking about your balls, but I'm just going to let that lie there. But tell people what to start with. And just everybody that's listening, know this is something that obviously can be easily accommodated into your life. It's something, it doesn't take a lot of time. It can make a huge difference in your state of mind, which is going to affect your fitness pursuits, but just life and stress as well. So that said, here's my specific question, Jill, because clearly I can be like the cobweb. If I'm a newbie and I want to get started with this level of self-care, what do you recommend? Of course, I'm going to recommend the book, but what do you recommend that they buy to start with? And tell us about your resources, where everybody can find you and find your products.
You got it. Well, my website is yogatuneup.com, and all of my products are on our website. You can get the Role Model book plus all of the balls that I use in the book on the website with what we call the Need to Read Kit, K-N-E-A-D, of course, Need to Read Kit. Nice. If you want to start really bare bones minimal, then simply get a pair of the Yoga Tuneup balls and the book. And you can get the balls on our website. You can get the book easily on Amazon, and I'll just tell you right now, on Amazon, the book is cheaper. So go to Amazon and get it. It's by Victory Belt Publishing. You can also get it on Kindle. I don't recommend the Kindle because the images are not as vibrant. The book, like you said, has 2,000 images that which really lead you full color, like really thick stock paper. I mean, it's they did such a great job with art direction. I'm so proud of this book as just like a book. It's beautiful. And I couldn't have done it without them. So and then Minimum, the yoga tune-up balls and the book, like I said, there's a lot of free media out there. And I also suggest some substitutions in the book of like what you could swap out instead of the balls. But ultimately, because I've designed these tools for the human body, of course I recommend my own products. If you're going to go whole hog, get the whole Need to Read kit because that will send you all the balls in the book. And then to upsell, if you want to upsell, I did a amazing video with my friend Kelly Starrett, who's a physical therapist. He also wrote the foreword to my book, and I write about him in the book. His story is very compelling about how I helped him hack sort of the last piece of his asthma body in the book, in the chapter on breathing. I did a video with him that covers the whole body. It's called Treat While You Train. And that is a really, really great informative video. And you can watch that on your laptop. You don't need to get a hard copy of the video. So those are great places to start. And if the book is not in your budget right now, like I said, we have lots of free videos. I recently have been doing a postpartum series I guess a partum series. I'm doing a video called Role Model Mama that details how to get through pregnancy with self-care using this approach. And we've been releasing some postpartum videos as I went through my postpartum process of some self-care things. And you can find all of those on YouTube as well. And those, again, they're free and they'll start to help you understand the approach of getting to know your anatomy and then a soft tissue application or even a movement application. And these postpartum things, by the way, are not just for people who are postpartum. That's why I'm recommending them to everybody. There's some really cool moves that I share in there for the neck, elbow, wrist, and hand that anybody who holds a cell phone compulsively, which is all of us, needs to do because we're cradling our cell phones more than we're cradling infants these days.
Isn't that sad? That's a whole other topic. But anyway,
it's a whole other topic. So anyway, if you go to yogatuneup.com, it will lead you to all of these things. You can also visit my greater company's website, which is tuneupfitness.com. And I did mention all of our social media channels are Yoga Tuneup. On Facebook, you can find me Yoga Tuneup, or my professional page is Jill Miller. And find a teacher. Find a local Yoga Tuneup teacher. We have teachers all over the world. Japan, Czechoslovakia, Ireland, Canada, the USA, Mexico. We're all over the place.
That is so, and I actually didn't realize that before
Austin. We have great people in Austin, Kelly.
Seriously.
I'll send you their names afterwards, but Kevin McCandless and Tracy Silverman and a few others are in Austin, and you will be pampered.
Well, we need to, I mean, these are the types of things that as we talk about approaches that are our life approaches, which this is, you know, when we have practitioners like that all over the country and all over the world, that's what I want to do. I mean, frankly, it's one of the things that we're going to be working on is how can we, when people come to the podcast, when people tune into our Twitter chats, when they read something on fitfluential.com, then they go, okay, how does this translate to me in Austin, Texas? Or how does this translate to me in Columbus, Ohio? When we have a network of practitioners like that, yes. So I will definitely follow up with you after the show, but good to know that everybody that's listening can find a practitioner. Obviously, they can buy your products. Again, this is my personal, whatever you want to call it, endorsement or rave. This book, I mean, I'm holding it. It's heavy. It's full of amazing illustrations. This is one of the books I'll buy for people this holiday gift season. I sound like a commercial, but
I love you. It is a great gift. I mean, especially for people that are just like always complaining about pain and complaining about spending money on pain. It's like you become your own best self-fix-it therapist. You become a self-care health care specialist, and the buck stops with you now. You are a role model.
Amen. I couldn't have asked you to say something better at the, because that's like the theme of everything we're talking about here. Become your own health advocate, learn to take care of yourself so you're not stuck, you know, going back going, oh, I'm out of pills. You know, mm-hmm. if your gut doesn't work, like I'm working on my dad on this, stop taking Prilosec. Like yeah. figure out what you're eating and eat differently. That's a whole other topic. We'll see if we can get Jerry on the show. But Jill,
well, I do. I've had a lot of success with acid reflux and doing specific diaphragm exercises. Oh, yeah? So let's talk about that on another podcast. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the, okay. So first of all, Jill, you're awesome. You are now my BFF forever. I cannot wait to like read every morsel of this book. I can't recommend it enough for everybody. Go to her, go to all her sites, stalk her on social media, subscribe to everything. She's amazing. Clearly we'll talk about having you back on the show. For those of you that are listening, on that note, you know, go to Fit Financial Radio, whether you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher, you know, you can let us know your feedback on the show and tell us what you want to hear from Jill. You know, if you have specific questions, say, hey, I'd love to hear this when you guys have her back on the show. Or if we can convince her to do some Twitter chats with us, let us know what your questions are on fitfluentialradio.com, on Stitcher or iTunes. If you leave us a review, we do read everything and we appreciate it. Jill, this has been so amazing. I think you're excessively talented, ridiculously knowledgeable. Your book is amazing. I'm just blown away by it. Strongly encourage everybody to go out there and follow her, buy everything, buy it for your friends. I was not told to say that. I swear to God, you're awesome.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.